So there's no that or no what when we say face, wall, bricks, there's no that, no soil or water. Four aggregates. Mind is just four elements, five aggregates. There's no horse or there's no monkey. There's no chair. There's no fish. When we take ceremony, we use fish and chair. Why he depart to this is, Qigong, we say we are consist of four elements, our body and mind. It consists of mind and four elements. So, and we take, ceremony on the chair with fish. So he says, the four elements and five aggregates is just four elements and five aggregates. There's no horse for him to ride on. There's no mind like his mind, which is like a monkey. Monkey. Our mind are very curious. So we always eating or something with curiosity. So he says, there's no monkey. Or there's no horse to ride on it. And no fish, no chair for him. Mind of whisk and chair is just whisk and mind. Whisk and chair. The mind is external. Mind itself is Buddha. It means thing itself is thing itself. And mind is external. When we say mind, mind includes everything. When we say physical or chair include everything. So there's nowhere, no place for mind. No place for special mind. When mind of fish and chair is just fish and chair. There's no bamboo or there's no wood. In this way, the teaching of mind itself Buddha means non-duality. This is famous word, non-duality. then no attachment. Attachment is not only positive, but also negative. There is negative attachment and there is positive attachment. I shouldn't see such a thing. That is negative attachment. I want to see something new. This is positive attachment. So this kind of attachment is a polluted mind. So no duality, not duality, no polluted mind is mind itself Buddha. All the Buddha is Buddha of non-polluted Buddha. Therefore, mind itself is Buddha means to arise way-seeking mind and to practice our way and to have bodhisattva mind and to attain enlightenment. It does not mean natural Buddha. It looks like very natural. But it is not so. It is, you know, when, if you want to see things as it is, without any fancy idea, it is necessary for us to be capable of observing things as it is. If so, we have to have practice. We have to understand what it is, what is reality. We have to practice Mahayana way, and we have to attain Nibbana. This point is emphasized. This is the point. There is no Buddha who did not arise with seeking mind, who did not practice our practice, who did not have bodhisattva mind, who did not attain Nibbana. Who did not do so is not. Mind itself is Buddha. Even though we become mind itself is Buddha, in a smallest particle of time, he is the mind itself is good. In a speck of dust, if he arises way-seeking mind and practice our way, he is the mind itself is good. Even though he practiced a myriad of corpus of time, he is also mind itself is good. Even though he arrives with seeking mind and practice it in one memory in 1 minute. He is mind itself. Even though he attained enlightenment in half or fist of space, half fist in the space, he is the mind itself is Buddha. If someone says, if it is necessary for him to practice our way for so long time, that is not the teaching of the mind itself is Buddha. That he does not understand actually what does it mean by mind itself is Buddha. He does not understand what does it mean. He did not learn thoroughly what mind itself is Buddha. He does not have the right teacher. And here we have the last statement of the Shishon. So-called Buddha is Shakyamuni Buddha himself. Shakyamuni Buddha is mind itself is Buddha. Buddha in past, present and future. Buddha past, present and future. When he became Buddha, without exception, he became Shakyamuni Buddha. And Shakyamuni Buddha is mind itself is Buddha. This is he put the date here. In the first year of May 25th, in the first year of O Enno, written in
started again that were lost in this transition are and showed to the disciples. It is hard to translate. It is pretty difficult. I hope you understand. I hope you understood.
I hope you have understood. There's very interesting saying in Buddhism. Oh, I gave you this one already. each of the buds opens in five petals and naturally results one fruit. Each of the buds opens in five petals and naturally results one fruit. Five, you know, five is many. One is the one. One and many is the same. This is, you know, a kind of fancy expression. Each of the buds opens in five petals and naturally results one fruit. Naturally results means without any description. It opens by itself. When we see the bud opening, opened in five petals, we see the freedom. But when we see fruit, we feel the restriction. Or destiny of the flower, who will reduce to one fruit. Here is some idea of causality. But it opens naturally and it results one fruit. There is no restriction. Here is another. Excuse me. This one means the world of causality is world of creation. World of causality is world of creation. There is no color of a pine. Of older or younger, but bamboo has not of upper and lower. There is no color of it. My English is good enough. There is no color of pine of old, older or younger. No. Pine tree is all has the same color. This is wonder. But bamboo has not the upper or lower. Bamboo has upper knots and lower knots. This express also one and relationship, one and many. By Paul. By reciting poem, we studied you know, the truth, this kind of truth. It is maybe much better than to think if you repeat this kind of saying. In Japanese, matsumi jōme no kokon no iro naku, takemi jōme no fushie. It is a kind of proverb. Without knowing what does it mean, people repeat it. People at least know those sayings without knowing what does it mean exactly. But if you dig the meaning of it, it is very, very deep. It covers almost all the philosophy. The philosophy of the unity of duality, opposite, or absolute identity of the contradiction.
This lecture is Friday morning during Zazen, and it begins, "We have one more day."
Don't be attached to your attainment as a result of past effort. Or don't be attached to the refreshed stage you attained. Mechanically. Open up your mind wider. And be more subtle. Ready to accept things as it is. And practice, continue your practice. This is the meaning of session. The mind you attained is not even quite newly refreshed mind. It is nothingness itself. Free from all attachment. To sit with you in this way and to have more chance to sit. aspects make this session more meaningful one. Thank you very much. We are making progress every day. Even in the 5 days session, you made a big progress. Big, big progress. Thank you very much for your attendance. And sincere help.